A new report finds that truck manufacturers privately lobby to weaken U.S. climate policy while promoting zero-emissions vehicles. Laura Clivens from member station KQED reports.
Truck makers are opposing policies that reduce diesel emissions and require zero-emissions truck sales. These policies affect truck owner and operator Carlos Morales in Richmond, California. Morales says his current truck may be his last because purchasing an electric one will be too expensive. The laws in California are too stringent to keep up with, he says. A new report finds that most truck makers agree. London-based think tank Influence Map uncovered that manufacturers publicly promote zero-emissions fleets while privately trying to delay federal and state laws to get there. Kalina Dmitriev wrote the report based on public records. She says they knew the lobbying was taking place.
It's the sheer scale and the extent of the lobbying that we found really surprising. It really appears to be a strategic and coordinated effort across multiple U.S. states.
Dmitriev says companies wrote private letters and emails to policymakers, pushing back on regulation that would curb emissions and reduce air pollution. The report says an industry group spearheaded efforts along with Volvo, Daimler Truck, Volkswagen, and Packer. It did not find opposition from Ford Motor and General Motors.
They are viewed as valued stakeholders.
Patricio Portillo is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
They're the ones that are building these vehicles, and a lot of trust and weight is given to their word. This shows that they can't be trusted.
In an email, president of the Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association, Jed Mandel, said his group is committed to zero emissions. He wrote that they're investing billions of dollars to get there. Truck manufacturers need to do two things: reduce emissions of diesel vehicles per federal policy, and produce and sell zero-emissions trucks to help meet requirements by seven states, including California.
They've got to meet the challenge. They've got to remain profitable.
Bob Ramarino runs Roadstar Trucking in Hayward, California. He wants to bring electric trucks into his small fleet. He gets why truck manufacturers may benefit if regulators loosen diesel requirements.
If they can show how this is going to accelerate rolling in the newer technology.
Meanwhile, California has set a goal to have all trucks be zero emissions by 2045. For NPR News, I'm Laura Clivens in San Francisco.